It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owensville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owensville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owensville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to Bath County High School. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. The Bath County boys are in action tonight, taking on the Bluegrass United Bluehawks. As Bluegrass comes in with a record of 9-8, they are a school out of Lexington, private school. We've had a chance to play them, I think, five consecutive seasons. And, you know, they do a lot of traveling. They enjoy coming to some of these schools. And, you know, they've had a successful year. Like we talked about, they're a game over 500. They've played some really good competition in that 11th region. They lost to Lafayette. They lost to Sayre. They lost to Bourbon County out of the 10th. They defeated Parrish by 9 points. They defeated Model by 8 points, a game that Bath County had won this year. So we do have some common opponents with them. They also played Dunbar and lost by 3 points. They're led in scoring by Sammy King, who averages 17. Caleb Burnett averages 16. Jeremiah Stifle averages 12.4. So they've got three really good ball players. They've got a pretty good record. Coach Gavin Durson enters his fourth season, I believe, as their head coach. So they've got some continuity. They've got some guys that have played together. They start one sophomore and four seniors. We've got a decent scouting report on them. But, Todd, it's hard to get information, A, because they're not on the KHSAA. I went to Max Preps and just gathered some stats, rough stats. And then gathering film on these teams is not easy either. And I'm sure Coach Perry has gotten his hands on some film, maybe the Parrish game, and maybe some of these Lexington games. It's getting easier to access. But still, it's a little different. And Bath County's got to defeat a pretty good team on our home floor to keep our three-game winning streak alive.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've seen this team come in here. And the first year, we didn't know a whole lot about them. And they came in here and played really good.
And drilled us.
And the next year, we were a little bit more prepared for them. But, you know, like you said, it is hard to get some film on them because they play in the home school, I guess, conference.
Yep.
They'll play the schools out of Western Kentucky, and they'll play, you know, some out of Tennessee and, you know, things like that. But, you know, it's pretty interesting. It's just a collection of kids that have all been homeschooled. This is a faith-based that I understand as well. So a lot of these kids have went to church together. They play church ball together, and they've been together playing, you know, sports. And so they're familiar with each other. They're competitive in every sport that they put across the board. And I mean, they've got, you know, boys basketball, girls basketball. They've got soccer, baseball, softball. I pulled them up and was looking. And I was like, I didn't realize they had that many teams, but they do. They're kind of like Cumberland College. They're kind of like Campbellsville University. You know, those type of schools that, you know, they're not the Division One, you know, being KHSAA, but they do have a quality group of athletes. And, you know, that's kind of how they make their living and their bread and butter. And, you know, they don't have a home gym per se. They have one that, you know, very limited on size. So they're road warriors. They love to go out and they play, and they don't care, you know, where they're going to play, just as long as they've got a gym and it's warm and the basketballs bounce.
Yeah, we've played them the last 4 years of baseball, and they came in that first year. They had two D1 players, and they ended up playing Division I high school, or, you know, high school and then college baseball. And, you know, we were able to beat them these last 2 years, but they're super talented. It's the same with basketball. They've had guys that have come in this gym that have been able to play at the next level, and hopefully Bath County can compete tonight. When I go back and look at some of the game logs, you know, Coach Durson has five players that score nearly 10 points a ball game. And like I said, two of them are averaging 17 and 16, so they put the ball in the bucket. Bath County's got to play defense to win. The Wildcats, as we transition over and do some opening arguments brought to you by Howard Kilburn, attorney in Salt Lake. Wildcats have won three games in a row. All three of those games came in the Dan Sports Classic over the holiday break. Bath County's had an extended period of being off here. Bath County 4-11. They did have a win over Bracken before the Dan Sports, but they want to just put wins on the board because we've got games coming up tomorrow night at LCA, and then after that, Bath County will be playing Fleming County next Monday, and then it's on. You've got Menifee, you've got Round, you're just going to go through that gauntlet of district and region games that are very important and carry so much weight toward postseason play. So this is one of those games. A good start would be great if you can get a win here tonight. But Todd, to win this ball game against a talented Bluegrass United club, what do we have to do?
Well, they're going to be fundamentally sound. So we have to capitalize on turnovers. We can't have turnovers ourselves, but when we do get them to turn the ball over, we've got to make it hurt. We've got to be able to put the ball in the basket. We've got to have more than one score. Taylor Sorrell is going to do what he can. Jay Smith's going to do what he can, but they need a little extra help. They need a McCarty to step up. They need a Bowling to have a huge game. They need, some help, whether it's one, whether it's two, additional. Those two guys, they score the brunt of the points. They need somebody else to help carry that load tonight.
Starting lineups are being announced. All of our sponsors are so important to us. You'll have our R.L. Connell Construction Company offensive player after the game. Schwartz is Mullen Unsung Hero. We'll head back to the studio. Hear a few words from our sponsors. You're listening to the Bath County Wildcat pregame show here on WKCA.
Nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last. Like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Powell Funeral Home, 39 Main Street, Salt Lick, and owner Robbie Powell is pleased to help sponsor Bath County High School Sports on WKCA Radio. Powell Funeral Home is the oldest continuously owned funeral home in Bath County, operated by the Powell family since 1935. They serve Bath and surrounding counties with cremation as well as traditional funerals from simple to extravagant. Powell Funeral Home offers pre-funding plans including the Investor Heritage Life Insurance Company. Want to know more? Contact Robbie Powell, funeral director at 683-2871.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Have you found the home of your dreams? The car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone, 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back as our pregame show continues here on WKCA. You're home of the Wildcats and Lady Cats. It's Bath County and Bluegrass United as Bath County looks to pick up their fifth win of the season.
I've got starting lineups. It's going to be Burnett, King, Moore, Pirat, and Anderson for the Blue Hawks. Bath County's going to go with their usual starters. Montana Bashir filling in the center is going to be Bowling. Another one of the wings is going to be Smith. Then you've got Sorrell and Cardi being your two guards.
Student section's out in full force tonight. Braden Roosis doesn't start for Bath County, but he's been our best player the last couple weeks. He was R.L. Connell player, he was the tournament MVP of one of the games there against Model in the Dan Sports Classic, and he gets valuable minutes to this Cats team. So we're starting to develop a little bit of depth. Eli Bradley playing good ball, too.
And you got his brother who's come in. He's kind of been an instant offense. He was the one who carried him against Menifee. So
as we are ready to tip, Bluegrass United, they're traveling blue and whites. They look like an old Joe Hall team as far as uniforms are concerned. Short shorts and blue and white. Bath County controls the tip. It's in the hands of Sorrells. Bath County moves from right to left on your dial. They get the basketball on the right wing into the hands of Bashir. He goes back to Taylor. Three from the wing, no good. And it immediately gets hung over the basket.
I did not realize that Sorrell was shooting about 40% behind the arc. I don't know what he thought he was going
to
do
well,
there.
Well, the Bluegrass United players, they're trying to jump up there and smack it. I'm not sure what they're trying to get down. Charlie Graham says, we need to stick to this.
This is, get Lance Davis on it.
But, yeah, Talon is shooting 40% from three, which is one of the better percentages in the 16th region. And as far as scoring is concerned on a nightly basis, Bath County Sorrell averages 15. Jay Smith averages 11 points and 4 rebounds. Bashir gets 11 points and 4 rebounds. Braden Roosters is averaging 6 points and 4 rebounds. Eli McCarty scores 5. Chase Robinson scores 3. And that's the offense for your Bath County Wildcats on a nightly basis. As Wildcats are coming to the full court press. Trey Yankton basketball in on the Blue Hawks as they break some pressure. Burnett's going to handle the line. He averages 16 a ball game and shoots a bunch of jumpers, and he shoots nearly 40% from three as well. As they give the basketball on the right-hand side of the court to P-Rat, familiar name around the 11th region. They kick it over to the left-hand side of the court to Sammy King. He's a senior.
If he's any relation to the owners of that electronics.
Could possibly be. As there's a jumper from the baseline that is no good. Ball hits the deck. It's out of bounds, touch last by Bath County. And they get it right. Bath County does get the possession. It was clearly touched last by Bluegrass United.
I think the official got a little overexcited, thought Bath County was going this way.
I think he did too. So Burnett is credited with that miss on the 15-foot jumper. Bath County back the other way. 2-3 zone being applied, and we got to travel as Eli McCarty shuffled his feet.
He just took off before he got that dribble down.
Yeah, he kind of looked around like, did I do that? Yes, he did.
Well, he still got the puzzled look on his face. And Eli, buddy, I'm sorry.
You did. Okay, coming with some three-quarter court press. They're backing it off into a man-to-man. And the one thing about this Bluegrass United team, as far as the scouting report, they can all shoot it, as Todd said, but they all pass it well. They can all rebound it, and they're all good from deep. So, you know, you just can't step off these guys or lack off of them defensively because they will take advantage of you from a triple threat position. As the basketball is in the hands of Burnett, top of the key, keeping his dribble alive. Fall away jumper from 10, no good. Pretty good defense there by Taylor Sorrell. He gets the rebound. 1-on-4. They don't pick him up. He makes a jumper from 10 feet. So Wildcats on the board. 2-0 Bath County.
They're just solid all the way around. Ball handling.
That's what I said. When you get a turnover, you've got to capitalize. The Wildcats are matching up here. Nearly a turnover. Good defense there by Smith and McCarty both. You know, this Bath County team not known for a defense, but they played really well through the tournament, and they continued that here tonight in the first few possessions. There's a shot missed. A rebound was pulled back in by Burnett. His putback is no good. Bath County transition. Smith coast to coast. Up and under. Misses the layup. Rebound on the play by Bluegrass United. Pushing it to Sammy King. He gets it to the left-hand side of the floor to Burnett.
Oh,
found by Smith as Smith reached in. He kind of got in a bad position. Good hustle play there by Jace trying to get his hands on the basketball, but Burnett just so quick with the dribble, he's going to get your body in uncomfortable spots, and that's what happened there.
And Jace Smith is a good defender, but not as a fleet of foot as some of the others.
No, I mean, you're talking about a really, really good guard, and Jace is a good post player stepping out there on him. Burnett dribbles it up the floor. Puts the shot no good. A little bit wild with it. He's put up a few bad selections, or executions, rather. Bashir with his first touch on the left wing. Gets back out top of the key into the hands of Sorrell. 5:24 to go here in the first. Bath County leading by two. As they give it up right side to McCarty. Now to Bashir. Fakes a three. Down low to Sorrell. Good bounce to Bowling for an easy two. It's a good drop step cut. He put the ball in the basket on a beautiful feed from the senior, Taylor Saul.
2 weeks ago, Bowling wouldn't have been ready for that, and it would have probably been a turnover going the other direction. That's how much he's improved.
You said it. And just him getting more minutes. You know, we talk about basketball shape, all those cliches. He looks like a different player on the floor. And Coach Perry has stuck with him. He's continued to start him. He's comfortable in that starting role. And Braden's comfortable coming off the bench. It's worked out pretty nicely. There's a jumper on a step-back 15-footer by Burnett. Wow. That's their first 2 points. Bath County leads Bluegrass United 4-2.
Patrick, did our dinner partner make it to the game?
I'm not sure. He had a Taco Bell date with Brett Barber. That's his jumper from 15. No good. I saw all rebound Smith. His putback is no good. He had a good look at it. Hopefully Mo makes his way in the gymnasium. He's out there.
He might have got where it was at.
He may have. He heard that's at $5. He's out. There's a bank three-point shot for about 27 feet.
I heard him call it.
From Sammy King. Wow. That's two miraculous shots that they've made to score their 5 points to lead at 5-4. McCarty, three-pointer in transition. No good. Rebound Smith. Jace kicks it back out top of the key to Brashear. Montana, jumper in the paint. Off the glass. Good.
He made a living on that shot last season, and I'm glad to see it's kind of coming back to his rep for
him. Yeah, as he gets back closer to 100% healthy after the scary knee injury. It took him a couple weeks to get over, but we were afraid it was a doozy. Burnett missed a shot, gets his own rebound, ball goes out of bounds. It was cut last by Burnett. He's just a ball of energy. You can tell he's a motor player. And he's probably a momentum player, too.
Him and Sorrell, what a matchup.
It's a matchup, and both guys are going as hard as they can back and forth. As here's a pass around to McCarty.
I just hope it doesn't end up who's the first to 5 fouls.
Right. There's a jumper by Taylor, no good. From the right wing, rebound the play by the Blue Hawks. And here's a steal by Smith. He's going to take it coast to coast for the easiest layup of his life. That makes the score 8-5 with 3:06 to go here in this first quarter of play. Bath County back on defense. They're in a man-to-man. Burnett has the basketball. He's picked up out there by Sorrell. 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. One foul to this point. Not a lot of stoppages. They get it over to the corner. Right back out top to Moore for his first touch. And they try to push it to the post, and we got a steal by Bowling as he stepped in front of Anderson. Bath County nearly had it stolen away, but Shear comes up with it. Has it at the elbow. Step back jumper's on its way. No good. Kind of a wild shot. Rebound. Bowling puts it back up. No good. Ball hits the deck again. Smith gets this one. Kicks it out to Taylor. Fakes the three. Jumper from the free throw line is on its way too hard. Ball flies to the floor. Smith goes to the deck. Comes up with it. And he... Is he going to timeout?
They're going to say out of bounds.
Okay, they're saying Jace went out of bounds. So good motor play by about four players there. The Wildcats just could not come up with a score. Still leading at 8-5. 2:09 to go here in the first quarter. Walking across the midcourt stripe is Burnett. We'd like to thank you for joining our broadcast on WKCA or streaming on WKCARadio.com. Here's a pass out top into the hands of Samples. Step back. Thought about a three. Didn't take it. I would get in King's face. He's our leading scorer. There's a three that's blocked by Brashear. That was a wild three taken by Samples. Not sure exactly what he was thinking. Montana just blocked it easily. Jace goes baseline. Misses the layup. Manny had a good look. And we got a bowling foul underneath the basket. Jace makes that shot 10 times out of 9.
A couple of our fans did bring it to my attention. They've been trying to list some of our broadcasts on delay. You can get, you know, after the game, you can, about 30 minutes later, you can go back and listen to the whole game.
It's a big feature.
And with an iPhone, they were having an issue that should be corrected tonight. So 30 minutes after this broadcast, if you want to go back and listen because, you know, whatever reason, you're able to do that. Football games, baseball games, every game that we do on the radio is archived on our website.
There's a missed shot in the post by Anderson, and then corralling the rebound and putting it back in is William Moore. He's their leading rebounder, and he shows us right there that he can crash the boards as well. Here's a pass left side to Brashear. Thought about a three. Gets it into Bowling. Jumper by Sorrell. No good. It was partially deflected by Moore. Back the other way is Bluegrass United. Bluehawks looking to push. There's a three from top of the key. That's good. Sammy King. Big-time shooter. He's made two of those. It's 10-8. Bluegrass United seesaws back ahead with Cats. 43 seconds to go here in the first. They get the basketball to McCarty on the right wing. Bluegrass United is still in a 2-3 zone. Sorrell down in the corner. Needs to find some help and does with McCarty. Shoots a three out top. In and out, no good. No second chances as Anderson pulls it off. He comes back the other way with the ball to King. And they got to get out on him. He'll shoot it from there. He gets it down the baseline. Shows his ability to get it inside. finds an open teammate. Shot's taken off the glass. No good. That 10-footer was missed by Eli Anderson, the senior. Sorrell back the other way in transition for the Cats. Brashear fakes a shot at the free throw line, gets it inside. He's fouled on the floor en route to the basket with 7.4 seconds remaining in this first quarter. Roosters comes in replacing Smith. Bath County with the basketball under our hoop. 7.4 to go here in this first quarter. Bath County a chance to tie or take the lead with a bucket. Saul looking, and throws it away. Coming up with it is King, taking it coast to coast and making a layup and one is Caleb Burnett. And Craig Roos is fresh into the game, commits foul.
He's picking up where Jay Smith left off.
Hey, it was me. He did come in for Jace.
Jace would agree.
Jace was definitely going to pick up a foul that last 7 seconds. Right. As the free throw is bouncing, no good. 2 seconds, 1 second. Bowling from three-quarter court comes up short. And we've reached the end of the first quarter. The score, Bluegrass United 12, your Wildcats 8. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball here at WKCA.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
The Unsung Hero of the Game is sponsored by Schwartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide. For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, schwartzmowing.com.
Eight minutes in the books from Owingsville, Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, and a nice crowd on a Monday evening here from Bath County High School Gymnasium. Bath County trailing Bluegrass United, school out of Lexington, and there's a beautiful take and a spin move to the basket by Caleb Burnett.
In six.
He got right around our best on-ball defender.
Bath County's been balancing the scoring. You've got four players with two. McCarty is the only starter without any points, but everybody else got at least two-point basket.
Ball's in the paint to Bowling. Misses an easy one. From there to corral the rebound is Eli Anderson. He stands about 6 feet four, so they've got a little bit of size. And Burnett has his shot blocked by Bowling as he took it to the lane. He got around Taylor Sorrell again. The Bath County's post defense comes through, and we got an offensive foul on Sorrell as he did clear with his left arm. He tried to clear out of space, and he's called with a foul. Or called for the foul, rather. So 14-8, 7:18 to go here in the second quarter. Bath County coming with some full court pressure. Ball's inbound to Burnett. Samples is a wild card, Todd. He's just able to throw it to anybody. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
And he's able to shoot it from anywhere.
We've seen that, too.
Yes, we've seen that, too. But the rest of these guys are so meticulous, and they're so fundamentally sound as you're talking about, and he's kind of a wild card out there. Very good athlete. Just trying to figure it out. As there is a foul on Moore. It's his first personal. That's the first one on Bluegrass United. So Bath County will walk it up. 6:58 to go here in the second quarter. Brashear gets a touch on the right-hand side of the floor. Between the circles, gives it up right side to Sorrell. Takes the pass to the post. Now to Roosis. Down to McCarty. Eli 3 is up. No good. Rebound Bowling. Gets it to Roosis. Braden in the paint. Shot is taken and made. That's a good take there by Braden. As that makes the score 14-10. The Wildcats inch back closer.
4.5 minutes between baskets.
As they get the ball to the post. Into the hands of Moore. And there's a take from the baseline for about 5 feet by Anderson. As he just kind of contorted his way to make himself open. And he's able to score. So 16-10 is our score. 6-12 to go here in the second quarter. Ball's in the hands of Sorrell. He gives up top the key to Brashear. Montana goes over to Roussis. It's deflected out of bounds. It was cut to last by King. Bath County will keep it. Chase Robinson enters the game for the first time, replacing Bowling. So you've got Robinson, Sorrell, McCarty, Brashear, and Braden Roussis on the floor for the Cats. We are at the six-minute mark in the second quarter. Bath County looking to catch up. Braden catches it, puts it in on a beautiful look from Montana Brashear. Credit him with the assist. That makes it 16-12. Bath County still trailing. Picks it out top. Burnett takes it down to the baseline. He looks to get around Brashear and does. Then he loses his dribble, pass over to a teammate. There's a long three that's no good. By Samples gets his own rebound, throws it back to the post, and somehow it's off the hands of Anderson out of bounds. He just could not catch it. He knew he was so open for a layup, he dropped it.
Well, and he almost, when he went to reach for it, it's kind of like, oh, that's not for me. There's somebody else behind me, and he give up.
Yeah. As Bath County breaks the pressure, top of the key with Sorrell. Taylor got it on a pass from McCarty. Now, free throw line jumper on its way, good by Brashear. That makes it 16-14, 5:20 to go here in the second quarter. Walking it up is Burnett, multiple dribbles behind the legs, between the legs, behind the back. Crafty ball handler, fakes the three, trying to get it back to Burnett. He's had a couple looks he passed up. Now he takes one from the free throw line and makes it.
Over top of Brashear.
And he's legitimately good and can play for anybody on our schedule. No doubt. And he's got some help, too. 18-14. Kelly breaks the Johnny Horton score. Free throw line jumper by Brashear. Makes it 18-16. 4:38 to go. Here in this opening half. Samples has it taken away behind Sorrell, as they were trying to get a foul call there on Samples. And the back end bench was to no avail. Bluegrass United keeps the possession alive, going baseline with it, and dribbling it off a Bath County player out of bounds was King. The Blackhawks, or excuse me, the Bluehawks rather, will keep the possession. But Todd, it's pretty physical both ways. These guys aren't blowing whistles.
Nope. They're letting them play.
Yeah. As Burnett catches out top, gives to Samples. Now a jump shot from 17 is on its way, good by King. Todd, kind of an unorthodox release of shot, but it's went in four times, so we're just going to say he's good. What do you think?
Well, he's made three of three.
Three, okay, three.
Three of three.
Whenever he touches it, it goes in. As Chase Robinson fakes the three, gets into Braden Roussis. There's a little shot from the post. It's no good, but he was fouled. Here goes the free throw line for a pair.
We're on Samples.
So Roos is going to go to the line to try to earn him a couple.
Braden's free throw bounce is good. Really improved his free throw shooting this year, Todd. Leading the team in that department, would you ever thought it? As he will make a second one, and he's getting to the line with regularity, too.
Wouldn't you have loved to have been able to see him play all 4 years and how good he would have developed?
Yep. As he will get another crack at it here. And it's good as well. So 2018's our score, 3:57 to go here in this second period. Walking it up is Burnett. Picks it for him out top. Now he hands off to Moore. And we got a double dribble. And Todd, one thing I've noticed, when the ball isn't in the hands of Burnett, this offense doesn't run really well. And when they are not getting touches for King on the wing, they don't look as efficient, obviously, because he's making shots. Everybody else is maybe a little bit shaky with it or not as comfortable handling the basketball. And there is a long three by Taylor Sorrell. That's 25 feet. As he gets it to fall, that makes it 21-20 as Bath County reclaims the lead. Burnett back the other way for the answer. Cans it from 15. Man, shot that one over the top of Sorrell after he juked him. Clock's at 3:16 to go. Walking up Sorrell. They get it to Brashear. Step back three, top of the key. No good off the side. Rim. Rebound on the play by King. Pushing it in transition. Gives it over to Burnett. There's a 3-point shot at the top of the key that's off the front of the rim. No good. Moore missed it. Matthias Roussis back the other way. Gives it to Brashear. Needs some help. kicks it over to Robinson. Thought about a 15-footer, didn't take it. Now to Sorrell, then to Brashear, puts down a dribble. They're saying he traveled with it. I'm not sure about that, but nonetheless, it is a turnover. Todd, I think he traveled on the touch before that, and
it was kind of a makeup.
They kind of got the call right, but maybe a touch late.
True.
But nonetheless, it is a turnover to Bluegrass United.
And unfortunately, Brashear is kind of tall and lanky, which he's able to kind of get that move off.
There's your boy from about 30 feet. Sammy King from somewhere around Preston makes it 25-21. Are you kidding me?
4-for-4. 3-for-3 behind the arc.
Here's a passing post. Brashear has his pocket pick. Burnett's got a 2-on-1 break. I got a feeling I know who's going to win that one. The defense steps over to pick him up. Moore gets it on a pass, and he lays it in. And that makes the score 27-21 here at this 2:12 mark of the first half. Tom, we'll keep it here. Excellent transition basketball by Bluegrass United has given them a 6-point lead, and they've went on a 7-0 run because of that great guard play and that hot shooting of Sammy King.
Absolutely. He's lighting it up out there. Like I said, 3-for-3 behind the arc. Giving 11 points in this first half thus far. Equip yourself the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Actually, that's last week's commercial. I'm not supposed to do that one anymore because the rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in the 25-horsepower Montgomery tractor, and Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving 3-cylinder engine. You will enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about the Workmaster 25 today. Montgomery Tractor sells in Mount Sterling. As we appreciate them being one of our great sponsors, and of course, all those here throughout the broadcast.
So 2:12 to go here in the first half of play. As Bath County has the basketball in their hands, Sorrell has it out top, gives it to Robinson. Down low to Roosis, back out top. Talon three, got it. 27-24, Bath County back within 3 points. The ball's in the hands of Burnett. 1:54 to go here in the second quarter.
They put Brashear on Burnett.
Brashear trying to guard him man-to-man. He goes right around him, backs up, kicks over to a teammate. Long jumper from three is no good, as that one is missed by Kanan Dunn, who is another senior. So they're very senior dominant. They played one junior, one sophomore, and a bunch of seniors.
Two on Moore.
So Moore out of the game.
Actually, no.
He's going to stay in the game with 2 fouls. But nonetheless, he is in a little bit of foul trouble. Back the other way. 1:39 to go. First half, Bruce catches it down low. We have found the honey hole. As he catches and puts it in, that three easy layups, he's got at the same spot on the baseline on assist from Montana Brashear.
Well, that's because Montana was able to hit that free throw jumper a couple of times. The defense has to be honest with it. And we got a turnover. And Bruce is just doing what he's got to do, staying home.
Yep. And, you know, every basketball team has to have players come off the bench if you're going to be successful. And, you know, Bath County has not had a lot of depth. Either last year or the year before, both successful seasons, but neither team was blessed with a lot of depth. And to see this team here go 7-8 deep, 9 deep, you know, that's a blessing in itself. And Bath County taking advantage of it. Trying to go to the post to Roosters again, maybe one time too many. He loses it out of bounds. He tried to pass it to Smith. It's deflected. So, once again, it's kind of a heat check. We're going to go back to this play. We're going to try to find this open player for the fourth time. And pretty good job defending it there by the Blue Hawks.
Yeah, he jumped it.
As we've got a timeout, it's a 30-second. We're going to take one as well. Bath County trailing by one. You're listening to Bath County Basketball. We'll be right back after this spot.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Welcome back. 58 seconds to go in the second quarter. Bath County trailing Bluegrass United by one. Wildcats will be on defense, as that was a 30-second timeout called by Coach Gavin Durson. really well coached ball club here. You can tell they've really put an emphasis on ball handling. Shot selection is a big deal as well. Here's a pass on the right-hand side of the floor. There's an open three, and that's the guy you want to take it. It's missed by Moore. Pass coming back the other way on a Taylor and Sorrell rebound. McCarty back to Taylor. Now Smith steps out, shoots a three from the wing, no good. Ball hits the deck, rebound Burnett, gets it up to Moore, long pass up the floor, he finds an open teammate, no good on a two-point shot for King, that's his first miss. Saul, transition, gives it up for Shear, catches, puts it up, it's blocked. Burnett comes away with a transition basketball, two on one, he takes it right at Smith, makes the shot and one. And Jace picks up a cheapie, and there's really nothing more he could do there. He tried to hold his ground, he tried to defend the shot. Smith picks up his second personal, and Burnett's going to have a chance for an and one. Todd, it's been run after run, back and forth, and Bluegrass United, after being caught up two, is starting to put some space between them now.
Well, they jumped up as much as six. That kind of trimmed it, and then Burnett struggling at the line.
Free throw is missed, rebound is put back up and in, two rebounds actually. Anderson got one. Moore got one. Anderson puts his back in the bucket. 31-26, five-point ball game. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Montana's got to shoot it. Catches it, puts up the buzzer, and makes it. And that's your halftime here from Owingsville. Our score, Bluegrass United 31, the Cats 28. We'll be back in a couple minutes with halftime stats and much more. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball here at home on WKCA.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
All of us at Richardson Funeral Home know that losing a loved one is never easy, and we are often left lost and confused. Richardson Funeral Home is here to provide guidance and support when you need it most. Richardson Funeral Home is multi-generational and has served families since 1952, starting with Randolph Richardson. The staff at the Richardson Funeral Home, Kathy, Jenny, Gary, Crystal, Noah, and Ernie, look forward to serving our community that we love for many years to come. A tradition of excellence will continue. 121 East Main Street in Owingsville.
It's a brand new year, and Bath Ace Hardware is proud to bring you Bath County Sports. They strongly support our young people and thank you for your support of their store and their products. They offer tried and true brands such as Craftsman, Steel, Fieldtreat, Milwaukee, Traeger, Sherwin-Williams, and popular Ace brands. And check your Bath County Ace Hardware flyer each month for special deals. Come visit today, located on Water Street in Owingsville. And always remember,
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This is Chairman Carty. Come and see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at Dutch'sAuto.com.
I think they stepped on the court.
Well, welcome back to Bath County High School Gymnasium. Halftime score is 31-28. As the Wildcats played pretty good basketball, Todd, as they went back and forth. There were several lead changes in that first half where Bluegrass United came out shooting the ball really well. Then the Wildcats went on a lead of their own to catch up and actually make a lead, get a lead of their own. And then as that second quarter progressed, Bluegrass United went on another run. But just quickly, you can tell this team is really led by Caleb Burnett. We talked about him coming into the contest averaging 16 a game. Sammy King scored 17. And King was making all those three-point buckets, which turned out to be the difference in the score in the first half. William Moore averages 9 rebounds a game. And also Eli Anderson gets 8 rebounds a contest. So, you know, this team is pretty well-rounded. Yeah, they've got some players that aren't perfect, but they've got some guys that are very, very good that really accommodate some of the shortcomings really well. And one thing I've noticed, they're not national about shooting open shots. They're constantly looking for the open guy, and all five players have the ability to not only shoot the three, but they're also really good off the bounce, and you can put the two-point basket in as well. So it was a very good first half. We expected a close ball game. As I go down this list of game logs of these teams throughout the season, you know, this team lost to Lafayette by 14. They lost to Sarah by 17. They lost to Bourbon by 13. They lost to Dunbar by 3. They beat Paris. They beat Model. So, you know, they've gotten better as this season's progressed. And Todd talked about them playing out of state. They've played in Nashville twice. They've played up around Columbus twice. So they have been well-traveled. They've played 17 ball games. You know, they are the type of team that is not afraid to come to Owingsville on a Monday night and battle with you. And that's exactly what they did in that first half, and they come out 31-28 with the lead at the break. Now, if Bath County goes into the halftime locker room, comes out with a plan and executes it, Todd, this is a game we can definitely win, but it's a game that Bluegrass United can blow you out of this gym if you don't come out focused after halftime.
Absolutely. You know, they're not going to give up. They're not going to lay down. They're going to come out and play basketball. They expect to win every game that they take to court. And, you know, Bath County, they're learning to be in that kind of shape. And it's getting better as the season's going on. But I do have stats from the first half. I didn't total everything up as far as shooting percentages. I'll do that in just a second. But, you know, I knew coming in here, just because we've seen them play over the last couple of seasons, that they were going to be fundamentally sound. And, you know, they are. Their shot selection is pretty good. And, you know, it doesn't hurt when you've got a kid like King who just absolutely lighting it up from behind the arc. But, you know, Bath County, we've got a kid like that as well, you know, Taylor Sorrell. He's a little cold to start with, but he warmed up there in that second half, or second quarter, and was able to get some points on the board. Bluegrass United was led by Burnett's 12 points. He's got 2 rebounds and a steal in the block to go with it. 11 points from King with 3 boards. 4 points apiece go to Moore and Anderson. Excuse me, I got hiccups now. Bath County co-led in scoring. Braden Roussis, Montana Bashir, and Taylor Sorrell. All 3 of those have 8 points apiece. Bashir has 2 rebounds, a block, and a beautiful assist, or actually about 4 assists, but had a really beautiful one earlier on that I made note of, just in case we needed it for our Player of the Game award. A rebound apiece to Sorrell and also Roussis. 2 points, 4 boards, a steal, and a block for Bowling. 2 points, 3 rebounds, and a steal for Smith. As far as shooting percentages, Bluegrass United 13 of 31 for 42%. 3 of 8 behind the arc for 38%. 0 of 2 from the charity stripe. Burnett has missed both of his free throw attempts. 12 of 28 is the Cats for 43%. 2 of 10 behind the arc for 20%. And 100% from the charity stripe. Braden Roussis, 2 for 2 in this first half of play.
And as we revisit our Ira Kilburn opening arguments here at halftime, you know, we talked about the turnover battle and how important it would be. And Todd, I feel like, you know, we didn't turn the ball over a lot in the first half, neither did Bluegrass United. But when they had transition opportunities and the two-on-one stuff, when Burnett's on your team, chances are he's going to score and he's got numbers. And, you know, Bath County's Taylor Sorrell's kind of in that same boat. You know, those are their experienced senior guards that when they get those touches with, you know, with numbers, they're going to take advantage of you, whether it be a 3-on-2, a 2-on-1, or, you know, at times they can take you 1-on-1 if they catch you in full court, and they're the player with the advantage. So, you know, that's how that first half sort of came to pass. Every time Bath County had the ball with numbers, we scored. Every time Bluegrass United had it, they scored. And the difference in the first half is just the lights out shooting from beyond the three-point line to Sammy King. And Bath County's got to find some way to get a hand in his face and to keep him from getting those open looks. And I feel like he's a tight player, and he's got the wingspan, and he stands 6'4". He's a guy that's going to step out there and shoot over top of him anyway. You having a hand in his face ain't going to stop it, but you may be able to make you miss a shot occasionally, because when he was open, even though it was 25, 26 feet away from the basket, he was putting it in the hoop with regularity. So we expect a great second half. Stay tuned with us. We'll head back to the studio, hear a few words from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball here on WKCA.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
Welcome back as we start the third quarter play here from Owingsville. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits, Bath County, and Bluegrass United doing battle, going back and forth, both teams shooting it well, both teams going through some experienced upperclassmen to get to where we are. Wildcats in possession behind as we start this third quarter play. Bath County moving from left to right. Brashear catches it on a flex cut and makes the layup. Good look there, Basaro. A good catch and dribble and basket by the Bath County junior, Montana Brashear. As Bluegrass United has their first possession of this second half of play. They continue to move it around and deflect it in the backcourt. Nearly an over and back, but a good call there by the officials. They move it down to Moore. Back up top to Burnett. Good job by Smith, and he's called with a foul.
Coach is like, if you're going to help, help, but don't just stand there.
He's moving his feet, but it's just a good job, Burnett, drawing a foul. Three on Jay. Looking, finally inbounding the basketball to Anderson. It's Bluegrass United. They get it to the post, and Jace picked up another one.
That's four.
Fouls has taken Smith out of so many games.
Yep, and this is where he's open two free throws for more.
Do any of these kids play baseball for United that you know of?
I think so. They had a kid 3 years ago that was a D1 pitching prospect and was being recruited by absolutely everybody, and we knew nothing about them. And Braden Roussis was undefeated for us in about seven starts. Free throw was good. We just thought it was a run of the mill. You know, we're going to battle with this small school team and get us a W. Listen, they had a kid come, he threw 87.
Wow.
And was unbelievable. And Braden had been pitching well. He got lit up at night, too. And we've got an Alan Bowling foul.
Say elbow down.
Things are starting to unravel here at the Bath County Post. Bowling picks up another foul, too. You can't have these guys getting foul trouble. And they've already lost Jason four fouls. But anyway, and they had a kid last name Matty Oak that was down there last year and the year before, and he's unbelievable playing college baseball this year. So, yeah, they've got players, and they've got guys on the floor here that can play, too. As there's a catch and layup by Anderson, he'll have a chance for an and one. That's another Alan Bowling foul. And Todd, this sort of changes the dynamic of our roster because you've got two big guys on the bench, and Bath County's going with a little more guard-oriented offense. Roussis is playing up front, and he's not a true post player. So he's up there with Chase Robinson, who's not a true post player. And then you've got Brashear, Sorrell, and McCarty in the backcourt, and you've got a small file on the floor as a unit here for Bath County. And not that Bluegrass United's overpowering in the post, but you did have a size advantage you don't have right now. If there's a jumper for 15, it's good for Montana, and that's a big one because it went from a 5-point ball game to a 3, and now it's 35-32.
But it was a 1-point ball game a minute ago.
Yep, I know. And there's a good take by Burnett. He misses a shot. King with a putback on the offensive rebound. They did not get him blocked off. And it's ballooned out to a 5-point Bluegrass United cushion here in Owingsville.
Just smart basketball.
Yep.
All these, you can tell they're high IQ players.
Yeah. Well, anytime Burnett's got it, good stuff's going to happen for them. Brashear catches, fall away shot is no good. That was a little bit of a wild shot. Rebound on the play by the Blue Hawks. They come back in transition. Burnett has it. There's just a calming force when he touches it. Passes to a wide open teammate down low. We got a Bath County foul as he is hammered, and that is Eli Anderson. He'll go to the free throw line for two.
Nice dish. Almost reminiscent of an Otis pass when he would drive into the lane.
Yep, and that's kind of the game this kid's got. You know, he doesn't have Zach's bulk or size or height, but he's a commanding or a demanding one player. He gets his shots and helps others as well. Missing the first shot here is Anderson, so he will get a second. Free throw number two is up, and it's good. 38-32. Bluegrass United leads the Cats. Ball's inbounded. Saul walks it up. 5:43 to go here in the third quarter. Mowingsville. Taylor with his dribble line at the top of the key. He gives the basketball to Roussis. Braden, now left side to McCarty. Looking in the paint for Robinson. Nothing happening. Pass out top to Brashear. He misses a three. Came up short on it. Rebound on the play by Samples. For Bluegrass United, he gives it to Burnett. They look to the post to Anderson. They've got an advantage. They take it. Drop step. And scoring is the big fella. And Bath County's going to need a timeout. A full one. We're going to take one as well. It's 40-32. Bath County's falling behind by eight. 5:15 to go in the third. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bath County Basketball.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioRed.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Welcome back as Bath County with the possession. Brashear misses a shot inside, but he's fouled.
Patrick, I was looking ahead on the schedule. Bluegrass United is also on there for January the 25th. So in about 2 weeks, we can see this team again.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be another tough ball game. Free throw is no good by Brashear.
Bluegrass United with their largest lead of the night, 8 points on the board, 40-32. 5:03, let's go here in the third.
Yes, Bath County back on defense.
Sure made one or two in that exchange.
Burnett in the paint. Wild shot, no good. He nearly got the fall. Braden Roussis with the board. Slow getting up is Burnett. He picks up his dribble. Passes over to Sorrell. A little jumper is good. That makes it 40-35. Bath County cuts it to five.
You know, as good as Burnett looks, all of a sudden he's kind of...
He adds it up to King. There's a King three that he got around McCarty, and like it looked like he had a path for a layup. And he decides just to pull back and shoot a three, and McCarty just didn't know what hit him because he had thought the guy had already beat him off the bounce. Just kind of an awkward play that he's able to score. And here's a steal out top. We have a dunk opportunity. Big fella takes it coast to coast, lays it in. That's William Moore on a steal out top. 45-35.
A five-point game blown out to 10 now. Largest lead of the night.
3:50 to go in this third quarter. Montana Brashear out top with it. Okay, looking just a little bit deer in headlight winded. It's been a very taxing ball game from a physical standpoint as Chase Robinson has a shot blocked. Nice job of Moore coming in and deflecting it. Coast to coast, laid up, no good. And there's a put back by Moore that is good. The first shot was missed by King. They're starting to crash the offensive glass, and pretty demoralizing because Bathgate just really not playing with that energy around the rim. They got to come with some subs, and they come with two guys off the bench. Eli Bradley comes in for the first time as he replaces McCarty. Roussis is replaced by Bowling.
It's just goes to show you once you kind of get out of our starters, you know, putting Smith on the bench with four, I mean, that takes some offense off the floor.
Well, it takes your defense just a little bit off guard as well, because Roussis comes in, he's basically a starter. You know, he's playing that Darius Miller role where he's your sixth starter. As here's a travel, kind of top as Robinson shuffles his feet. But like you said, when you get deeper than that, you get two or three of those guys that aren't regular rotation guys on the floor, you're going to have some hiccups, especially on the offensive end of the floor. You're going to miss some defensive assignments, and you're going to have mistakes, which is perfectly normal and common, but you would love to have a lead when those things are going on. As here's a full timeout, we're going to take one as well. 3:13 to go in the third, 48-35. Bluegrass United defeating the Cats. We'll be back in 60 seconds right after this.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on U.S. 60 east of Salt Lick across from the Mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
As here's a nice take to the basket by King. Or actually, that was Moore, who's able to sneak in there and get it easy, too. As Bradley keeping his dribble alive, nearly has it taken away. They're going to call Bluegrass United foul. And King,
it hit him in the head.
He looked like the first attempt, it looked like he didn't foul. But like you said, I think he may have got him on the head on that second, you know, on that second chance there. So Bath County back on offense, 2:50 to go here in this third quarter, leading by, or trailing by 15 points. It's just been an onslaught of offense here by Bluegrass United. Bath County hasn't done anything wrong. As there's a give to Bowling, his shot's no good, second opportunity's up, and no good. He can't get the fall. And that's just been the story of Bath County's evening. Opportunity after opportunity, and just failing to cash in. Bowling will get some free throws, and he was fouled. But you just love to have some of these fall, because Bath County's going to need a break or two to catch back up. Free throws in and out by Bowling. See, we'll get a second.
You've got to capitalize with the clock stopped, especially when you're down. And Bath County did not on that exchange.
Free throw number two is no good. And Robinson kicks that out to a teammate. Sorrell, three, top of the key, no good. Rebound on the play by Moore. He gets it to Burnett. We haven't heard a lot out of Burnett recently, so he's been able to sit over here and build up some energy. Yeah, get some rest. As Anderson has his shot blocked, Bradley comes out with it for a moment. Now Robinson gets into the front court. Nice bounce pass down to Bradley. Kicks it back out to Brashear. Now Sorrell, three on the top. It's good. 50-38. If that calls a timeout that we will keep here. So if you're just joining our broadcast, Bath County playing at home tonight against Bluegrass United. They are a faith-based private school out of Lexington. Caleb Rushing, former Wildcat, he started school. I'm pretty sure if I'm getting it right, he went to school with a lot of those boys that were in his grade. And he ended up graduating the same year they did, obviously, and continued to go into college with them. A lot of them went to faith-based schools. And, you know, it was a really cool experience for him to be able to follow those guys and then play against them in both baseball and basketball. And here they are back in Owingsville, and they are continuing to show a very good roster even though it's been 5 or 6 years since our first game against them, Todd, and they're well coached. And you just see the camaraderie. These guys have played together for years. And, you know, I know a lot of private schools get a bad reputation of transferring in and transferring out. These guys usually stay. And they grow up together. They go to church together. They study together. And they win ball games together at this level.
You can tell that, that they know each other. They know the other's tendencies, strengths, and weaknesses. Baseball team's got something coming up soon, don't they?
We do.
Speaking of faith-based.
We do. We've got a church. We've got a spaghetti dinner coming up. Looking forward to it. We'll be able to get that out there a little more. I know social media was outpouring with it yesterday, but yeah, we plan on going back to Florida this year. And for a small school to get to Florida, got to raise some funds. And our boys and girls are both going. So there's going to be a lot of asking out there for support. And we'll be able to discuss that more as we get closer to the third week in February. As Bluegrass United is going to have free throws upcoming, as there's a foul on the floor. That's the fifth foul on the Cats. So trailing by 12.
Bradley. Foul was on Bradley.
Okay, it's his first. His second. I think it's his first. Free throw's good. So Bradley's out there with Sorrell, Brashear, Bowling, and Robinson. 1:47 to go. Third quarter. Second free throw's missed short. Rebound the play by Sorrell. 13-point Bath County trailing. Gets it up to Bradley from Saul. Good for two. Nice job of sneaking open there. Got a Bath County young guard. 51-40. As the clock ticks down to 1.5 to go here in the third quarter. Burnett taking Saul off the bounce. Step back shot is bouncing. No good. Rebound on the play is put back up. And Todd, that's been the difference in the second half. The first half it was 3-point shooting. The second half, it's been the offensive rebounding as Eli Anderson, who leads them in that category, has completely taken over. He and Moore just pounding the glass and getting putback after putback.
You know, and they're crashing the boards is what the difference is. We're not, they are. We're not blocking out.
Right. Not blocking out. Roos is in. Bowling out. First free throw is good, 52-40. Anderson's second free throw is on its way, and it's good. So 53-40, 1:22 to go in this third quarter of play from Owingsville. Walking up is Sorrell. He hands off to Brashear at the elbow, looking back door and finding Bradley. And he's double-teamed, just a good job defensively. It's deflected out of bounds. Bath County will keep the possession. You know, you go back door, you're open. You think you're going to get a jumper from about 10 feet, and you got two guys double-teaming you because they're so good in their post defense and their help. And it's kind of frustrating. And I know Bradley was frustrated right there. He was expecting to be open. Ball goes out of bounds, kicked. Bluegrass United, Bath County will keep the possession on the other baseline.
I thought it bounced out a long time before.
I did too. If you're watching at home, that was an odd play. Robinson catches it in the corner. Needs some help. He gives it to Braden Roussis on the post. Bath County senior. Turnaround shot is taken. No good. They're going to bail him out with a foul.
Yep.
Good.
Anderson didn't like it.
Well, he's got a decent case. Braden was determined to get a shot up there. He thought he had a defensive mismatch, and he was able to do it. So he's going to line for two.
Braden hadn't scored this second half, had eight at the break, and even took a shot at him.
Free throw number one is good. He will get a second. So 53-41. Bradley's giving Bath County some good minutes here, Todd.
Absolutely.
So Roussis will get a second one. Braden's second free throw good. He looks so good to line. He's confident, stepping up there, shooting buckets. 52 seconds to go in this third quarter play. Bath County's cut it to 11, but this has kind of been the ceiling. Shot is deflected, blocked, and then we got an and one by Burnett, who just pulls one out of his coat pocket. Gets to falls. He was falling to the ground after the contact. He got a little continuation. They gave him a bucket. And an and one situation. At 43 seconds, he puts his team up by 13. Three-point play not complete. We've got an over-the-back push. Anderson can't believe it. He had both his hands on Robinson's shoulders, and Robinson couldn't jump to get it. And that's the 15th foul on the Blue Hawks. So Bath County will get a double bonus here with Robinson.
I kind of agree with Braden Roosis on that last one. He was standing straight up and just the crafty guard.
Yep.
Threw his body into him and bounced off and threw the foul.
Yeah. And he's not your normal point guard. I mean, you can tell he's got the ability to score, you know, just like Zach Otis was not your normal point guard. Because that first free throw is no good by Robinson. He will get a second. Moore replaced him. 42 seconds to go here in the third. Shot number two is good. That makes the score 55-43. Long pass up the floor. They got a snowbird. Shot's taken and one. And that's made by Everett Pirat, the freshman. And he will get a chance for an and one. Pretty sure Reese has committed that one. They bring Smith back in for him. They bring Jason at the 37-second mark in the third.
For four fouls.
For four fouls. Let's see how he handles this. Pirat's free throw is on its way, and his three-point play is complete. That makes the score 58-43. Stay tuned after our broadcast. We'll have your R.L. Caller Construction Company player of the game. Swartz's Mowing, unsung hero. Downtown Athletic Club defensive player of the game. As there is a nice little take by Bradley who gets the fall. Little teardrop coming through the paint, making it 58-45. We'll have your final verdict brought to you by Ira Tillman, attorney in Salt Lick, in the postgame. This has a shot missed down low. The Bluegrass United's Moore. They get an offensive glass to Burnett down low. Moore missed another shot. Moore gets a rebound. Moore misses another shot. Ball hits deck. Moore gets another rebound. Moses Malone gives it over to a teammate at the buzzer. Scoring is Burnett. Four rebounds on one possession by their leading scorer, Mr. William Moore. Burnett scores at the buzzer. After three quarters, 60-45, Bath County trailing at home. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Wildcat Basketball on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Michael R. Gray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Ware Gray Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The final 8 minutes from Owingsville are underway. Patrick Armitage, Todd Waits. Thank you for joining us here under the KCA. Bath County on defense. They force a missed shot. Good defensive play there by Chase Robinson as he gets a miss from Pirat. That puts Smith down the wing with it. Takes it. No good. He's fouled to go line for two. As Chase will shoot a pair at the 7:37 mark, trailing by 15. Shot number one is good. Chase has played throughout this contest in foul trouble. He got two quick ones, and he picked up a third one and a fourth one really quick. And it's costing probably 15 minutes on the clock. Second one's up. Second one's good. Bath County back on defense, trailing by 13. Walking up is Caleb Burnett. He gives it over to the right-hand side of the floor. Thinking about shooting a three from deep was King. Now back to Burnett. He's going to move it around. Pirat catches in the corner. Nice job of napping to the paint and scores. He's fouled with a chance for a three-point play. He's looked really good in limited minutes as well. He's got fresh legs.
And that means a lot right now.
He's got to step and score. But you're exactly right. Bath County is really having trouble on the defensive end of the floor. Now, we're using so much energy to try to get back in this ballgame offensively that we're making some mistakes on the defensive end. Pass down low to Smith. Shot's taken and got it. Good job by Jace. Two more for him, making it 63-49. Pushing it back the other way is Burnett. Stop, pops from 10, and we got a foul on Sorrell. As he, being the sportsman he is, helps up Burnett and goes send Burnett to the free throw line for two. So 6:58 to go in the fourth quarter, 63-49. We're kind of at a, I talked about earlier being at a ceiling where you just kind of hit a barrier. Bath County having trouble getting any closer than this. And you just got to hope that Bluegrass United doesn't push it out any farther than this. First free throw is good. He will get a second. Caleb Burnett, average of 17. He makes this one. Saul crosses the midcourt stripe with it, looking inside to Smith. Jace with a shot, no good. Gets his own board, goes back up with it, has it deflected out of bounds. Bath County will keep it. Smith really frustrated. Just having to work really hard for every look. They got two guys guarding him. Bradley triggers the end of her shear. He gives it over to Sorrell. Talen takes it into the paint. With a block shot, and we got a foul. Jay Smith, that's on Smith. And that's it for the Bath County senior. So he fouls out of this one with 6:42 to go in the contest.
6 points, four boards, and a steal.
I mean, per minute, that's really good numbers. I'm not joking. I mean, he had a good ball game. It's just staying out of foul trouble. A couple of those he earned, a couple of them he didn't. Bath County back on defense here, trailing 65-49. 6.5 to go here in this third quarter. Coast to coast, Burnett makes it. Goodness gracious. So quick. 18-point ball game. Saw a three-point shot from the corner. No good. Missed it long. Sanford gets it. Now they slow it up. Burnett gets it in his hands as he walks it up to the six-minute mark. They go to the post. Nice catch. Up and under. Reverse layup by Sammy King. The Bathgate throws it away. And an unforced turnover to Bluegrass United. And Todd, the wheels have kind of fallen off here for the Cats.
You talked about the shorty shorts earlier on. King's game is kind of reminiscent of Bird almost.
He does. He comes off the pick really well. As Bluegrass United can't get the ball in bounds and has to call a timeout, we'll keep it here. But Todd, 69-49, 6:01 to go. You just get the feeling, you know, this Bluegrass United team, if they want to, they can continue to pour it on, but they can probably run through some stuff offensively and run some time and use some clock as this game progresses because they're in total control. Bath County, the five that has been on the floor, regardless of who they are, have been winded just because this team's pushing up down the floor.
Absolutely. I knew that they were going to be fundamentally sound, and they haven't lost anything with any substitutions that's come in. They've been contributors. They may not have been, you know, player for player, but what their contributions that they bring is interesting. P-Rat, probably not going to be the banger on the inside, but he's doing the small things. I mean, he's getting to the rim, he's getting fouled, and he's making his free throws.
Yeah. As Bath came back on defense, Bluegrass United inbounds the basketball. Easy miss inside by P-Rat. He had an open look. Back the other way is Bath County's Eli McCarty. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Brashear. Thought about a three. Looks to take his guy, and we got a foul on the floor. Bath County will have the possession. Bradley looking to trigger as he's picked up there by King. King with that big wingspan makes it hard to get it in. Brashear has it. Goes up with a shot that's no good. Preston Roussas in the game for Bath County. So we've got Preston Roos that's out there with Bashir. Bradley. Sorrell and McCarty. Five guards for the Cats on the floor. Bashir, kind of a guard-forward hybrid, but if you ask him, he's guard. Free throw's good. He will get a second. If you ask me, I was a guard. He's a lot more of a guard than I was. Makes the first one. Montana makes the second one. 69-51. Montana is trying to stay within a puncher's chance, but the clock being enemy number one right now. Walking it up is Burnett. Picked up man-to-man by Sorrell. Got an offensive foul inside. Pushing, shoving, trying to get open. There's King. He's wanting another one of those threes.
You know, sometimes it's not the one that commits the act that gets caught. It's the one that retaliates.
Yep.
And I think that's kind of what happened there.
Who's the kid?
Preston was kind of being the fly in the ointment.
Let's go back in time here. Who was the kid that played at Fairview? The good shooter on the wing, about 6'3", 6'4", transferred to Russell.
I know who you're talking
about. He's
about
35 years old right now. As they get the ball down to the post, Montana Bashir lays it up, and they're good. Played some college basketball. That's a play to Pikeville. Kick it out, Tyler. The key three-pointer is up and no good. A Sorrell hits the deck. He wasn't a Barry, was he? No.
No.
Terry. Mike Terry. Terry. That kid's got a lot of Mike Terry to him. The shooter.
Oh, yeah.
You know, King comes off post free. He's got the high socks. That's what kind of reminded me of him. But he creates by coming off picks. And they're setting pick after pick for him. And then those kids, of course, Terry had that uncanny ability to get to the rim and throw it down. But just as far as getting open as a shooter, that's something that's really got to be worked on. You know, a lot of talent's God-given, a lot of things you got to work on, and that's something that this kid's working on. There's a take by Taylen Saar getting around his man and scoring, making it 69-53. 4:47 to go here in this fourth quarter, and there's a nice take by Burnett. He gets around the hole. That's 25 to score. Saar coast to coast for the answer. No good. Rebound the play by Kanan Dunn. He gets it back to Burnett. He walks up across the timeline, 71-53, 4:25 mark. And this is what I was thinking, deflate. Just deflate it, maybe run some offense. Pretty smart basketball here by this Bluegrass United team. And, you know, Coach Durson's coached them for a long time, and he knows what he's got to do to go home with a win. And they've played a bunch of games. You know, they've got 17 games under their belt. Bad County's played 15, and I thought we played a lot of games. And they're doing this without tournament play, too, so they're playing every night somewhere. And some of these church schools and private schools, they start their seasons before the KHSAA guys do. There's a nice pass, open look, couple opportunities, and an and-one situation for King, who makes it. They were just going to use clock. And finally, back kind of stepped out on them. They went around and scored. And he's going to have a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. 3:41 to go. 20-point ball game. Okay, trailing Bluegrass United. This free throw is good. That makes it 74-53. As the Wildcats walk it up here with Saul. He keeps his dribble alive. Now he gives it up to Bashir at the block. Good matchup there for the Cats, and we've got a bump, a foul. And that one's on Burnett. And that's the fifth team foul for this quarter on Bluegrass. Or BU, as they like to be called. BU, multiple meanings at the church level. Second, or first free throw is good, he will get a second. So Bath County with the five on the floor, McCarty, Bradley. Bashir, Preston Roosis. And Saul coming out of the game here is Kanan Dunn, who gets an ovation from the Bluegrass crowd. So Montana made the first one. He's long on the second one. The rebound is pulled out of there strongly by Eli Anderson, who gets about eight of those ball games. As Caleb Burnett crosses the timeline with it, he's picked up man-to-man there by Saul. Eli McCarty comes out to double team. That team nearly turns it over. Pretty good job of Bluegrass United just moving it around, using the clock, and finally King says, I'm going to get my average. Puts two more in the bucket. Eli Bradley, coast to coast for two, making it 76-56. Then we've got a defensive foul on Sorrell, and that's going to send someone to the line, probably Burnett, for a double bonus. So 2:56 to go in this contest. Bath County trailing, and Bluegrass United just looking to add to this lead. We talked about the schedule coming up. It does not get any easier for Bath County. It does not get any more. You know, there's no breaks. You know, tomorrow night, Bath County back in action, traveling to Lexington Christian. Of course, that's down there about a mile. And then on January the 12th, which is Monday, we're traveling to Fairview. And then next Friday, Bath County will be in action against Fleming County at home. And then we got Green at Menifee. Games are important, games that are hard. Here's a jumper from three, no good by Brashear. We got pushing and shoving over the basket. And we're going to have some free throws the other way.
It's a defensive foul.
Okay. Let's call this here. Yep. Yeah, I thought it was clearly going to be a free throw shooting foul. And if you're just joining us this season, anytime a team picks up five personal fouls in a given quarter, you get double bonus shots. So two free throws forthcoming for Bluegrass. First free throw is good. Sammy King will get a second, averaging 17 on the season, leads them in that category, and you know, he's taking good shots, too. They're high quality. It's not like he's forcing a lot of stuff that isn't open.
26 on the night.
And he's well above his average as he has those 26 points. Coming in line up here is Luke Brown as he replaces Bradley. Luke making his first appearance of the game. McCarty gets it up to four to Preston Roussis. Bluegrass still playing good defense. They kick it over to Talen, who banks in a three from the right wing, making it 78-59 at the two-and-a-half mark here in this quarter. Pass over on the wing. United goes to the post. Shot's taken from 10 feet, no good. It was missed by Anderson. We had an offensive rebound by Bluegrass United, and then there's a Luke Brown foul at the 2:17 mark. We're going to get some more free throws here. A couple substitutions set to come in here for Bluegrass United after this first free throw. Matt Hickenbottom, as well as Caleb Marshall, will come into the game. Hickenbottom, that's Shawn Michaels' God-given last name. Anybody cares? First free throw is good. He will get a second. Short. Rebound to play by Brown. Gives it to Brashear. Montana crosses the timeline. Stops from 15. Gives it to Brown. Puts down a dribble. Goes up strong with it. Makes the shot. Another player for Bath County that's been great per minute. When he's in there, he does good stuff. Here's a pass down the corner. Yeah, we've got a timeout here by Bluegrass United. It's a full one. This will be our last one. We'll get back to the studio. Hear a few words from some sponsors. Bath County trailing big at home. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell. The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs. No, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? Call 674-6979.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care. And come see Carla Bowling every Monday for your free Medicare review.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Round County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Welcome back, as we have a foul on the Wildcats. It'll send Bluegrass United to the line, top 150 to go. 78-61. Bluegrass really hasn't been able to push it out any further than this, but they really haven't needed to because they continue to execute offensively. They play good, solid defense, and they have not let Bath County be any threat at all to catch up.
No, and if they've made their free throws, this would be worse.
Exactly. You're right. We have two misses there as they're starting to clear out some of their bench. They've gotten three kids off that haven't played this evening. As Bath County walks up the floor here,
they're 5 of 12 in this quarter.
As we have a defensive foul that should send Bath County to the free throw line for a couple.
13 of 26 for the night from the charity stripe.
Montana's free throw is good. Brashear putting up a good stat line as well. Just by sheer volume being out there and getting so many open looks. Same was no good.
17.
Ball hits the deck, and that's about where he needs to be. Montana comes in averaging 11, but he's had some low out, you know, scoring outputs because of the injury that he did have and tried to recover and come back from. This is a three-point shot that's no good by Best. Rebound on the play back the other way. He's back in. He saw coast to coast. Misses, actually makes a shot. He's going to go to the free throw line for an and one. That makes it 78-64.
20.
So Taylor putting up a good stat line as well. And, you know, he just shoulders so much of the offensive load, whether it be with ball handling or shooting or. And he's our best on-ball defender, so he's going to draw their best player normally if it's guard. And that's what he's done tonight with Burnett. And Burnett's been great, but Talon's really made him work for it. So here's a pass across the defense. Shot is taken in the post. No good. Rebound to play back county. Preston Roosis comes out with the Brown rebound. Here's a pass over to McCarty. Left-hand side. Three-point shot is good. 78-67. 55 seconds to go.
McCarty's first basket of the night.
McCarty not connecting from deep. He's had some looks, had some decent ones. They've had a hand in his face on several as well. Bath County electing not to foul here. Clock's at 40 seconds. And then they do commit a foul. This is going to send a really good free throw shooter in Caleb Brunette to the line.
2-7 from Charity Stripes. Brunette,
he struggled tonight, but he's been good. He's done most of his damage around the basket. Free throws up. It's good. As a team, they scored 63 points a ball game. They surpassed that. Free throw is short. Rebound the play by Roussis. Preston into the front court with it, keeping his dribble alive. Floater in the lane. Bouncing no good. Rebound the play by Brown. Goes to dribble. Shouldn't it? Preston gets the rebound. Shot is no good, but he will get an opportunity for two from the free throw line. So the Bath County junior just sticking with it and getting another opportunity. This Bluegrass United team turns the ball over 10 times a ball game, which is extremely efficient at the high school level. It's nothing to see teams that turn over 20 a game, 15, 17 a game.
I'd like to turn it over 15 points.
Right, and that's they protect it. And you can tell, as long as the ball's in the hands of Burnett, good stuff's going to happen. Brown misses a shot off the Roosters, missed the free throw line. Montana Brashear rebound, padding his stats, goes back up, putting it in. 79-70, 17 seconds. This game's going to be closer than probably the true outcome. And you don't want to foul here, but Matt Cunningham does. So Burnett is bumped out top. He's going to get two free throws with 8 seconds to go. McCarty committed that one. So 79-70. Burnett's free throw is good. He will get a second. Bath County's going to fall to 4-12. Bluegrass United is going to win their 10th ball game of the year, improving to 10-8. Second shot by Burnett is short. Rebound the play by Brashear. Montana's taking it coast to coast. Kicks it over to Eli for a three in the corner. Got it. And that, folks, is going to be your final from Owingsville. Bath County falls to Bluegrass United 80-73. Bath County falls to 4-12 as Bluegrass United improves to 10-8. Todd's going to get us the postgame stats together, and we will have the postgame players of the game, Coach Matthew Perry, and much, much more. You're listening to Bath County Wildcat Basketball. We'll be back after these words.
Have you found the home of your dreams, the car you just can't go without, or maybe have a new business idea? I'm Hayden Price at the Citizens Bank in Owingsville. Every day we help business owners and people like you get money for the things that they want and need. If you've got something in mind, give me a call at 674-6331 or my cell phone 606-210-0293. We're here to help you. The Citizens Bank, Main Street, Owingsville, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
At the Bath County Library, we have outreach programs for all seasons. Bookmobile and tote services travel the county all year. Take and makes are a great idea for those bad weather days. Take a trip to one of our story stroll locations, or just download a book, music, or movie from Overdrive or Hoopla. Pop-up locations are on the horizon, so be sure to watch our social media to find out where. Check out your Bath County Library today.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Welcome back as our post-game show is underway here from Bath County High School Gymnasium. Wildcats fall tonight 80-73 to a Bluegrass United team that came in guns blazing. And we knew that they had the three really strong offensive players that can fill up the bucket, and we really didn't know what the rest of their roster possessed. Now, with the conversations that Todd and I had had before the game, the research we had done, we knew that they were probably all very good and talented, and, you know, they played well off each other, and that's exactly the case this evening, as Bath County had trouble with their 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 man coming off the bench because they had such really good depth. They had a point guard that could play for absolutely anybody. When you look at, you know, the final stats that Burnett put up, they're huge. And, you know, he had the ball in his hands probably 60% of the time for this team. And he was able to turn defense into offense. He was a willing passer. He had the ability to make jump shots. He missed some free throws, or he would have had a massive output in this contest. But he was really good. Sammy King was just unconscious from three, making all those jumpers, hand in his face, wide open, off the bounce, 15-footers, 18-footers. He has that game inside, outside, and you can tell, you know, there's a very, very good reason he's their leading scorer. It's because he has so much ability with the basketball to score. Moore on the post, and then, you know, when I look at Anderson on the post as well, those two players stand 6'4". They can get their own shot, but they're so much better when those guards are creating for them, and they were able to catch, shoot, get to the basket with regularity. They commanded the basketball. They commanded a victory here this evening. You've got to give this Bluegrass United Coach Durson credit for coming into Owingsville and just getting a big win here over Bathcave this evening. The Wildcats were looking to pick up that fifth win of the season. It's been a struggle. You know, there's no doubt about it. Bathcave's having some depth issues as far as, you know, as far as scoring off the bench. We don't do a lot of it. Bathcave doesn't play a lot of players. So, you know, the players are out there have really got to step it up. And in a game like this where it's back and forth and, you know, you've got a guard-oriented game, it's going to be a really hard ball game to win if you were to fall down. And that's what's happened tonight as Bath County loses this one by final score 80-73. Pretty good fourth quarter. Bath County outscored Bluegrass United in the fourth. But, Todd, it was too much, too soon, and then Bath County just could not it all happened too quick, rather, early, and then Bath County couldn't catch up in the end. So that's where you get this 80-73 final.
Just some tired legs. You could tell it out there. As in shape as Bath County was, this Bluegrass United team was in a little bit better shape, and especially out of their starting five and even their top six. It was almost like the batteries never really went down. And how much of it is, you know, just the pure adrenaline coming up here and just ready to play? How much of it is just all-out conditioning? I mean, they're a third of the way through their season already, and or two-thirds of the way through their season, and, you know, we're just kind of getting to the halfway point. But, yeah, you know, Bath County is a buzzsaw, a scoring buzzsaw. That King kid, he can shoot with anybody.
Right.
As far as stats from tonight's game, Bluegrass United, 29-62 for 46%, 4-9 behind the arc for 44%, 16-30 from the charity stripe for 53%. Led in scoring, King, 26 points, 25 points for Burnett, 10 points for Moore, 12 points for Anderson, 6 points for P-Rat, and 1 point for Samples. For Bath County, they were 26 of 58 for 45%, 5 of 16 behind the arc for 31%, and they made 13 of 20 free throws for 65%. Led in scoring by Phelan Sorrell with 20 points, 3 rebounds, 19 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks, a steal, and 5 assists for Montana Brashear. 10 points, 2 rebounds for Braden Roussas, 6 points for Bradley, 6 points for McCarty, 6 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. And about a third of the game for Smith. A point, two boards for Robinson, and a point, two boards for Preston Roussas. 2 points, three boards for Luke Brown. And that rounded out the Bath County scoring.
Todd, as far as our post-game players of the game, our R.L. Cottle Construction Company player of the game, there's several different ways you could go with it. Bath County had some pretty big scoring outputs. Who's your choice there as our player of the game?
I'm going to give it to Montana Brashear. He second leading scorer, 19 points, 6 rebounds. Those 5 assists, especially early on, finding Roussas and setting him up, and a couple of block shots. He was all over that offense. And the ball had to go through his hands, especially in that first half.
Yeah. As far as our Schwartz's Mowing Unsung Hero, brought to you by Schwartz's Mowing in Olympia. What are you thinking there?
You know, I kind of got a couple of guys penciled in on that one. Bradley came in, gave him 6 points, took care of the basketball, handled quite a bit of duty, pulled down a few rebounds as well. And another player I thought that really kind of stepped up and kind of came in and did the same type thing, you know, Brown. Only got 2 points, but, you know, the limited time that he was in there was beneficial to the Cats, as I agree with both of those being, you know,
Yep.
Unsung heroes.
We'll go with that. As far as our Downtown Athletic Club defense player of the game, brought to you by Downtown Athletic Club in Mount Sterling. What you thinking?
You know, I really like Taylon Sorrell. He had a tough draw. Him and Montana kind of traded, but, you know, Taylon chased Bernetta all over the court tonight. I thought he did a really good job. And another one that came in there and did well, you know, even though he's not known for his defense, they're late. He was chasing and Preston Roussas. But Taylon Sorrell is my defensive player of the game.
Mine too. Final verdict, Ira Kilburn, guilty. Turnovers weren't a huge difference in this ball game, but defense was. Yeah, we didn't get out on shooters. We didn't stop that penetration, and they scored. And then the rebounding, the boxing out was not there. We did not get the defensive rebound as we needed to win this ball game.
We didn't throw the ball out of bounds. We didn't make bad passes. But what we did in turning over the ball is we fouled.
Yeah.
And we fouled a lot with regularity and put them in strike. Luckily, they didn't capitalize, or this would have been a huge, huge margin of victory for this Bluegrass team.
So, once again, final score 80-73. That's going to wrap up our broadcast here from Owingsville. Coach Perry's still down with his club. We'll have a chance to talk to him probably after the Fleming County game next week. Stay tuned this whole season. We've got girls and boys repeatedly. Lots of Bath County basketball, back and forth, back and forth. We want you to check it all out here on WKCA. We'd like to thank Hannah back at the studio, all of our wonderful sponsors, and our listeners for making this broadcast possible. For Todd Waits and Patrick Armitage and Hank Armitage,
Tanner Waits.
Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pump and Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutch's Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.